Welcome to Canadian Defense Focus from CDR Radio, produced by Canadian Defense Review Magazine. This series of podcasts features interviews with leaders and experts in the defense industry, as well as reports and profiles on the very latest in defense technology.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Canadian Defense Focus. I'm James Careless, Ottawa Bureau Chief with Canadian Defense Review, Canada's leading defense magazine. This time on Canadian Defense Focus, we're speaking with Kristen Cianne Ferrani. She is President and CEO of the Canadian Association of Defense and Security Industries, CADSI for short. CADSI is renowned for hosting the annual CANSEC trade show in Ottawa. Now, CADSI is gearing up for CANSEC 2026. Kristen Cianne Ferrani is here to preview this highly anticipated industry event for us. Hi, Kristen. Thanks for joining us on Canadian Defense Focus.
Thank you for having me.
Kristen, the world is facing some massive geopolitical changes right now, and our closest neighbor isn't the reliable partner they used to be. How is the Canadian defense industry navigating all this global uncertainty?
Yes. Well, it has been a year of enormous change for the industry. Some of it good, some of it less, not so bad, not so good. We were largely sheltered from and have been sheltered from the tariff issues with the United States. So that is very different from other sectors. That's the good piece. But the reaction out of Washington has been very unsettling, I would say, especially for smaller businesses that are integrated into larger supply chains. Lots of questions about, you know, are my prime contractors still going to be interested in using Canadian component X in my platform. So that has been, that has increased the level of uncertainty, I think, for small businesses. And on the big business side, it's obviously, you know, they wonder with the defense industrial strategy, is Canada still going to be buying foreign platforms and to what extent, right? So those are questions that are sort of circulating in the industry. The other good piece of news, despite the uncertainty, is that what we're seeing is this government has understood that the way global defense works is it's a pay-to-play market. And so some of the things that we've seen the Prime Minister take action on, safe, rearm Europe, things like that, is the version of paying to play. And we're hopeful that those kinds of opportunities manifest.
After years of inaction, we're finally seeing real urgency in funding from the government, making defense a top economic priority. Is this the push the industry has been waiting for to grow and find new trading partners, especially outside the U.S.?
Let's unpack the second piece, but absolutely there is a push there that we're excited about. It's really great to see the government making a connection between the defense sector and growing the Canadian economy. We've been studying this sector for, we've had a formal study for my 12 years that I've been here, basically, with StatsCan and Industry Canada. And that study supports that, you know, this sector is a growth sector for the economy. So hearing it from the Prime Minister is a really big deal. Other governments around the world do this by default. So we're not doing anything that isn't done done globally. We are starting to see a whole of government approach take some shape. But again, the devil's always in the details and in the execution. And we will see how difficult, or it is not easy, certainly, to pivot from, you know, where you have essentially 50% of your export market coming from to another nation that's been a closed market for a very long time. So despite the pay-to-play, getting into supply chains of European partners is not an easy thing.
Let's talk about this year's tagline for CANSEC 2026. Made here to defend everywhere.
Yeah.
Another good tagline. It's a really powerful message. How does it tie into your bigger themes of Canadian sovereignty and global teamwork for 2026?
First, would you believe, I mean, when we, we've been pretty lucky in that the last two versions, maybe even three versions of CANSEC, we work on that show the day the current show ends, right? So the tagline, we actually brainstormed it in the summer of last year. So how timely could that be? It's always a struggle to distill what we want CANSEC to be in one sentence. In 2026, we knew that we wanted to sort of lean into that made in Canada, or if you are looking at the disc, they call it the build piece of the disc. We wanted to lean into that. With our studies of the sector, we know that there is some really strong Canadian capability here, but for a very long time, it's been heavily underleveraged by our own government. So, and the crazy thing is, it's underutilized here at home, but it with a 60% export market, it's clear that there are other countries that are using it to defend themselves. Hence the second portion of it, which is to defend everywhere. It's underpinned by what the Prime Minister said in Munich about, it's a lot cheaper for countries to band together and create one sort of, let's call it collaborative defense community, rather than build their own fortress. So that's where the tagline comes from.
CANSEC has always been great at showcasing traditional sectors like shipbuilding mm-hmm. and aerospace, but emerging tech is clearly taking center stage now. How is CANSEC stepping up to be the voice for this growing tech community?
It kept us up a lot at night in 2019. We've been dancing around that sector or that portion of our sector for longer than I think people know. You're just starting to see it in forms that you might recognize. So our business, which is delivering both events like things like CANSEC and Outlooks and our advocacy program, our international program, we look at, let's call it technologies or parts, segments of our sector holistically throughout our business. That's why we've built Hall 5 in CANSEC, was to accommodate or to address the growing technology piece of the industrial base, but holistically within CADSEA's business. And it's addressing what the new entrants or the emerging tech companies expect, how they want to showcase themselves and how they want to talk to the government as a priority. So you see it manifest in Hall 5. You see it, you might not see it, but we have a cyber council that we've had for quite a few years now. It's why we introduced the Cyber and Digital Outlooks as part of our portfolio. It's an event that we do in the fall. So all those things are part of being attuned to an emerging tech set of our membership. Like, I would challenge that just slightly, though, which is that, I think it's an error to treat legacy systems and emerging technology as though they are separate from one another. They bleed together, right? The digital backbone essentially supports and ties the nodes in together, digital being the digital world and the nodes being the conventional assets that we know. Kit like land vehicles, ships, aircraft, they all are deeply embedding digital and autonomous technologies now. So the battlefield is neither digital nor conventional. It is all of those things. And I think every organization, ourselves included, has to think that way.
With all this new tech, the show is physically expanding, mm-hmm. especially with a much larger Hall 5 and new outdoor exhibits. What can the huge surge of political and international delegates expect to see on the ground this year?
Our members are going to bring their A game. Of that, I can be sure. The spotlight is theirs. This is their moment. So we're going to see some pretty, I think, incredible interior exhibits, if you want to call it that. Without giving anything away, I think it's fair to expect a wider variety of delegates, both internationally and domestically. There's a lot of interest from other countries to come to CANSEC. And domestically, we're seeing a lot of interest surge in non-traditional delegates, like construction firms, banks, energy corporations, that kind of thing. So I think we're going to just see a very different mix on the show floor. And obviously, the very last thing is, you know, we're going to see a lot of cutting edge technology packed in there in a much bigger Hall 5 with an enhanced spotlight stage and more. And I think as the industry learns how to leverage that stage, more interesting and really quite exciting conversations that'll go on there in short form. And then lastly, I think, although it's not about the CANSEC expansion, I do want to use this moment to encourage both CAF, D&D, and politicians or parliamentarians to come and see what's on the show floor. The one of the single biggest things that I take away every year when I tour politicians around the show floor is that they are incredibly surprised by what they see, what they expect versus the technology that they see on the show floor is it's mind blowing to them. So I heavily encourage people to get out and come and see what the industry can deliver.
Despite the tough global climate, the tone for CANSEC 2026 sounds incredibly optimistic and constructive. Ultimately, how are you positioning the industry as a reliable partner to help rebuild the CAF and boost Canada's economy?
I'm doing no positioning. Industry is a reliable partner. So let's start there. It doesn't need to be positioned into one. It is one. Our message over the past months has been very consistent. Canadian sovereignty can and should be built at home by Canadian defense industry. Our political leaders are behind us. The Canadian public is behind us. The money is there. The DIS sets the direction. And now the procurement system needs to, get into action and be able to deliver, accelerate procurements and deliver on contracts. And then watch out. Because I promise you, industry will be there to deliver. And you'll feel and see that at CANSEC 2026.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been watching the latest in the Canadian Defence Focus series. They are produced by Canadian Defence Review, Canada's leading defence magazine. I've been speaking with Kristen Cianfrani, President and CEO of the Canadian Association of Defence and Security Industries. To hear more Canadian Defence Focus podcasts, go to CanadianDefenceReview.com or find us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube under Canadian Defence Focus. I'm James Careless. Thank you for watching Canadian Defence Focus. Talk to you again next time.
Tune in next time for another Canadian Defence Focus podcast from CDR Radio.